the food factor. It came back to me how once I did what I call an Oliver Twist act, because we weren't getting enough to eat. We used to have a saucer, you know, an ordinary saucer with a dollop of jam in it for 10 boys. To spread on two loaves, on two slices of bread each. That was our tea. And the staff table was a great big table as big as this room, with all the silver on it and the flowers, and they had plates and plates of beautiful bread and butter and all this, that and the other. And I went... they elected me to go up and protest about it. And I went up, and I didn't know anything about Oliver Twist in those days. But it all went silent. You got to go, Ron. You got to go. No, Lil, they called me. Lil Leedham was my name. Lil. And come on, Ron, Lil, you've got to go up there. So I can remember standing up with the saucer with this dollop of blooming jam in it. And walking up to the headmaster. Yes, Lou, what do you want? Because he called me Lou for some reason or other. Yes, Lou, what do you want? And I said, there's not enough here for 10 kids. I said,
what happened?
Oh, nothing. I thought I was going to get told off. You know, all there's all the other house, all the house masters were sat round there going,
did he give you some?
And all the boys went dead silent looking at me. Oh dear, oh dear, it was funny. Whereas in Oliver Twist, the boy gets sent back, you know, go, this and the other. He said, yeah, okay, Lou, we'll see what we can do, but there's a war on, you know. I said, yeah, but look at what you've got on the table here. I said, there were plates of fruit. And they all looked a little bit sheepish. I do remember that.
Right.
But nothing changed. I